An Evaluation of Six Trends in Present-Day Missions, Part 2, by Reverend Richard Smith. Previously, we considered that the emphasis in modern missions is that it be countercultural, contextual, and ecological. Now, we will consider two more trends in present-day missions that are mentioned by the late Professor Bosch in his book, Believing in the Future. A fourth trend worth considering is that modern missions should be ecumenical. It is argued that for modern missions to be successful and gain more converts than ever before in the Eastern Hemisphere or the Western Hemisphere, it must minimize and eventually eliminate any substantial differences between denominations. In harmony with this growing animosity against denominational missions, it is held that church missions and mission organizations should adopt what could be called a franchise mentality. Denominations ought to see that none has a monopoly on missions, but are all mere specific and equally legitimate franchises with their own unique characteristics, laboring together in the same overall corporation that labors for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Although how each addresses the needs of the bodies and souls of men differs in doctrine and procedure, yet they are, and should be, all one. Hence, missionaries may preach only what they believe to be the truth, but they ought to be reluctant to expose the errors of others, because in the end, no specific congregation or denomination, it is argued, has a monopoly of the truth. This leads to the conclusion that divided missions cannot be successful in the world. But truly ecumenical missions alone can and will succeed to convert the world for Christ before His final appearing. However, the Word of God does not allow faithful missions to be ecumenical in the sense promoted by Professor Bosch, because doing so would require the church to compromise and deny the truth and to embrace heresies and false doctrines. Faithful missions must preach the sound doctrine of the Word of God. Faithful missions must seek the goal, subject to God's will and blessing, that congregations be established that function as faithful pillars and grounds of the truth of the living God. Our God of all truth does not have many truths and many different versions of the truth. His truth is one truth. Instead of pulling down the doctrinal walls of separation, missions must construct walls of sound doctrine for separation and protection. Within those walls, the sheep and lambs of Christ may be safely kept to feed and to grow in the pure Word of God over against the false religions, from which they have been mercifully delivered by the Lord. The fifth popular trend in missions is the idea and practice that modern missions must be laity-led. Professor Bosch writes that a missionary encounter will have to be primarily a ministry of the laity. Professor Bosch points out in his books that missions became so successful in the East because it was laity-driven. He argues that, for a revival of Christianity in the secularized West, missions in the West must be driven and led by the laity. By the term laity, we are referring to the non-ordained members of the Church. These are the people of God who possess the office of believer. With the anointing of the Spirit of Christ, they are prophets, priests, and kings. When this truth is applied to missions, it is argued that, since the individual has the office of prophet, the believer may also speak the word of God and by his testimony bring others to conversion. It is even suggested that the notion of missionaries taking the lead in missions is a thing of the past, and that now the success of missions depends on the individual believer doing missions or lay preaching. This emphasis is seen and heard in the recruitment of young adults to do mission trips during their spring breaks or summer vacations in developing countries to fulfill the aforementioned and increasingly popular ecological dimension in missions, building weatherproof houses, drilling lasting water wells, making technologically advanced basic cooking stoves, installing basic and primary sewage treatment infrastructure for a vast improvement of sanitation in developing countries, and such like outwardly impressive things. While doing these missions, they give testimonies to the locals and win souls for Christ. Such laity-led missions seem to be the wave of the future. According to Romans 10, verse 14 through 15, however, laity-led missions is not correct. While it is true that the believer is in the office of prophet and is involved in missions through his active membership in a calling church and a missions-supporting denomination, the non-ordained believer may not and cannot function as a missionary. While the believer may and even must testify of his faith to many every day, his testimony is not the power of God unto salvation. His testimony may be used by the Lord to bring others under the preaching of the word and thereby to conversion, but his testimony is not itself the chief means of grace. In Romans 10, verse 14 through 15, we are taught that those who believe are those who hear Christ through a preacher. The preacher is one who is lawfully ordained and sent by the church. Christ is pleased to send by the church preachers to herald officially his word. The church must train qualified men, ordain them, and send them unto that work. His sheep will hear his voice in that faithful preaching, and they will follow him by his grace and Holy Spirit. What Christ has ordained in his church unto our salvation and faith, let us not reject nor neglect. In addition to that, let us not fall into either of two opposing extreme errors. On the one hand, let us not teach the extreme that only and alone shall missionaries do mission work, and so deny that the individual believer has a necessary and legitimate place in mission work. On the other hand, let us not teach that it is now the age in history when only the laity can effectively do missions, and so deny the exclusive right of the church to preach in the name of Christ unto the salvation of the other elect sheep of Christ. Let us maintain the balanced understanding of Scripture, and, as embodied in our Reformed confessions, regarding the calling of the church and churches in common to do the work of missions for the other sheep of Christ who must yet be brought into his fold. The last trend that we consider, and which perhaps is the most alarming and fundamentally wrong trend, is that modern missions must be taught with an uncertain faith. But for this, we must wait until next time.